The following shiur has been presented by Rav Baruch Hirschfeld, Reish Kollel in Cleveland, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erev and Dav Zayin. The Gemara here in Erev and Dav Zayin and also in the Zor Dav Zayin talks about what a person should do when he has a shaila halacha, and there are two opinions without a hakroa, without a clear psak, what should a person do? So, the Gemara here in Ervin starts off with a story coming from Vavim and Beis. Halhu Mavri Okim, there was a bent Mavri like an L. The Havi ben Ardoi was in the city of Nardoi. Rami olei chumre de Rav v'chumre de Shmuel. They put the chumres of Rav and the chumres of Shmuel. They made them put doorways, not just the Tzuras of Pesach, but a real actual door, Dlosois, on the corners of the Mavui, to permit carrying in the Mavui. And the Gemara explains that's the Chumra of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel. It's the Chumra of Rav that consider a bent Mavui like a Mavui Mefulish, a straight through a Mavui. It needs a tikkun. But also you put the Chumra of Shmuel on, that once you need a tikkun, a Tzuras of Pesach will not suffice. You have to have an actual door to do it. And the Gemara asks the question, why are you doing both Chumras for? Didn't we have a Farish Brice that it says, by Beshame and Beshillel, or by other Tanoim Vamaroim, and even Beshame Beshillel before the Bas Koil, there was no clear Halacha. So it says in the Brice, you can pick one shita to paskin like and to be noig like and go consistently with them. If you take the kulot of both, you're a rasha, it's a wickedness to do so. If you take the chumras of both of them, he's like a fool, but to take all the chumras like that. So how can you do both chumras? And the Gemara ends up answering, and of Zion, that when do you say you can't do both chumras? When the two machleksim have to do one with the other. For example, there's a machleks b'shami and b'shillel, how many vertebrae missing from a spine make it a non-functioning spine for treif and for tumah? So b'shami says, only if two vertebrae are missing, is it a non-functioning spine. The Shul says even one makes a non-functioning spine. Now there's two nachdimins lahalocha. In one place, Beshama is l'chumra, other way, Beshillel is l'chumra. When you come to Trefus, Beshillel is l'chumra. Even one vertebrae missing from the spine makes the animal a trefa. Beshama is l'chula. It's not treif till two. But when it comes to tumas oihel, the tumor of a dead body, and the halacha is that a spine, a full spine of a dead person, even without the whole body, it's tumah b'oihel, but it has to be a full spine. So according to Beis Hillel, as soon as one spine, one vertebrae is missing from the spine, it's not tumah anymore b'oihel. And according to Beis Shammai, two have to be missing to get the kula. So it comes that by tumah Beis Hillel is meikel, and by treifus they're machmer. So these machleksim are one big machlekes, which applies to treifus and to tumah, and to go and do both chumras, you know, two separate cases, one by tumah, treifus, that you can't do. But here by mavui, where the machleksim is a mavui akum called like a mavui mefulish, and the din of needing glosses, needing a door, or through a pesach, are two independent machleksim, there it's okay to do the chumras of both. So according to this Gemara, it should come out that whenever a person has a shaila halacha, he's allowed to do the chumras of both, but if it's a contradictory thing, that this way here, the chumras, that the chumras, you shouldn't be doing both chumras, but that's called ksil b'hoshech halach. Now, if that's indeed true, much of our halacha l'maisa seems to be very questionable. For example, we on Erev Shabbos all do not make like the benatam to do melacha after shkia. We machmer like the Goinim, the sin shkia comes, melach is forbidden. We machmer on Shabbos. When it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, many people machmer like the Ben Atam. So they machmer Mitzvah Shabbos, and they machmer Erev Shabbos. Why isn't that called Ksil B'Hoch Shichalech? He's a Ksil who's going and remaking all the Chumras. So to understand this better, we have to bring the Gemara in Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amud Aleph. There the Gemara talks about the same thing with a different set of instructions what to do. There the Gemara says that Hayu Shnayim, they have two Chachomim, Echad Metamei Ve'echad Metaher, one is Paskin Tomei, one Toyer, Echad Oysel, one's prohibiting something, Ve'echad Matir, one's being Matirat. So the halacha is, like Rishu ben Karcha, which shall Torah Holochach Ramachmer, if it's a Torah Dikasophic, you go to Chumra, and if it's a Debron Dikasophic, you go to Kula. And doesn't seem to say what we, here we seem to say, you just can't do the Chumra by the Stira. If the Stira what to do, you don't do both Chumras. And here the Gemara is saying a whole different thing. The Rabbanans, you go, you're allowed to go to Kula, and the Rites says you go to Chumra. So, what's the difference between the two sugyas? Why over there is it Drabon and Deraisa? And why here the Gemara doesn't even say about that? The Gemara just talks about if it's not a stira, you can go to Chumra. If it's a stira, you can't go to Chumra. The Tribut Divrei Nechemya, he was a Talmud of the Shulchan Harav, in his Chelk Nevet Ezra, at the beginning of that Chelk, has a conscious about Chloe HaPoiskim. And there he explains that this Gemara in Erevin is strictly talking about somebody who's can paskin and go into the machlekes, and he's a barhochi, he's in that level of scholarship to be able to go into the machlekes and make hachra mitam vadai. Such a person should either pick like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, go or one way, and not skip and go both chumras. But a person who doesn't really know, he's not able to go into the machlokes and the psak and to do such things. He can't be oimed in the oimecha machlokes. So he is allowed to go. He can go both chumras. By the bones, he can go the kula. If he wants, like he by Mori, go the chumra. It depends on the situation. If you are a hochit paskin, you should be paskining one way. And to do both chumras is called a slubhoi shukalech. A person who doesn't know, I mean, tam sofik, he indeed he can do by the blondes, he could go to kula, or if he wants to go to chumra, if it's not a stira, and by the rices, you have to go to chumra. Now, we have to know how would this apply nowadays. If a person knows about a certain machlekas in the Lords of Shabbos, for example, and his machlekas agadon with Moshe Feinstein, Shemz on Orbach, where did he stand? Can he do these kolim and say, well, by the Rabban Dika thing I'll go to Kula and Toyzi I'll go to Chumra? What should he do? So, first you have to understand that there's an overriding klal in cases like this called Asei Lecha Rav. A person, particularly obviously says, the Mishnah should make a Rav. A person has someone to ask. And even though the person you're asking mightn't be as big as the Moish or Shemzam Orbach, but still he's able to sometimes be Machriya, a thing you can't do. Because he's a Rav who lives in Halacha, he's able to go into the Mechlekes somewhat and understand who's the Mechadish, who's more simple, who's the Minig, who's the Rabbim. He's more liable to be able to use these rules, and therefore the rule should be a Tzelech HaRav. Let's say a person doesn't have a Rav to ask, and now he's left with these two opinions, and you can see in a certain Sefer, the two opinions are brought down. What could he do? So, even though you could say that nowadays machleksim are not really called such machleksim, because maybe one's a complete mistake as compared to Tanoim Namaroim, but Afal Pikei, it would seem to me that a person indeed who has no way to Vasei L'Charav, he has no way to ask, and he's in front, confronted with this machlekes, and he has a clear document of the machlekes, he could indeed do, like he can go both ways to L'Chumra if he wants to, even if it's Rabban, he could go to L'Chumra. But indeed, if he wants to, by the Bontic Indian, he could l'chayre go l'kula. Now, I don't want anyone to rely on me on this, so I'm just suggesting that a person should ask his Rav what to do when Rav is not available and his machlekes what to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.